tonight. And it starts right up here in Genesis and it ends over here in the book of Revelation. So I got a few notes. But the Lord showed me to have a few more notes. They call them Federal Reserve notes. Good for a $2 bill and my hot rod Ford. You better be the overseer of them $2 bills. So, I got no excuse not to have notes. God is good. He wants me, I feel like God wants me to share a few things first. I was thinking real strong about Peter and John at the gate and the beggar man begging for alms. And they said, he said to the beggar man, "Silver and gold have I none." Well, I can't say that. But such as I have, I can give you. And God has been blessing me with things that pertaining to end time events. And I've been kind of holding back for several years because a lot of people don't want to know for sure what end time events is going to amount to. But on Friday nights, the men's prayer meeting Bible study, I shared a little bit about it. And I think it's wise to consider the scripture that he gave me. But I'd like to go to Ezekiel chapter 3. And if I can grab it for you for a second. And Ezekiel chapter 3, starting with 17th verse. I've been told by a few that God has made me a watchman. And I learned that years and years and years ago. And so I share those things that he's given me many times before. But tonight it seems pretty strong that the scripture very clearly says, and I'm using the King James translation. He says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul." With them scriptures, God has laid it in my heart many, many times to share the good news and the salvation message and the things that he's taught me through the years. I try not to fall short of the things he has given me. And I'm at wit's end at times, but the Holy Spirit always reveals to me the things that is necessary at that time. I go back to No, I better not go into that one. That's pretty powerful. That one's. I'll just save that for some other day. That one talks about woe to the pastors. Why not? He said, "Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep, for my pasture, saith the Lord." Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I know that God always saves a remnant. And we keep our hands in God's hand, we will be that remnant as long as we keep walking in the ways that Jesus showed us to walk. The other notes I have is talking about gifts, and that's over in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And I'll read a few of them, but not necessarily all of them. Chapter 12, and I'm going to go to probably verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So you see, there's different gifts of healing. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. So I believe that God has given all of us some kind of a gift and talent that we may help to be an increase in God's kingdom. I want to go to the book of Revelation. I'm probably jumping a little far, a little fast, but I'm not very long-winded. I said Revelation. And that book is a wonderful book, and I love it. Sometimes I wonder if it's in a numeral order, but I understand probably 90% of it. That's because the Holy Spirit's been my teacher. I've been to schools, yes. I got ordained through a world-organized evangelist organization. That's not important. What's important is that we can hide the word in our heart. That's the most important. And I want to talk about America a little bit. And it's found in the Revelation 16, starting with verse 19. And it's quite simple to understand this scripture. And the great city, this is talking about our country, this great city, was divided into three parts. And the cities and the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. I'm going to skip from there to 17 and verse 3. He carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots, the Abomination of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Drop to verse 15, the same chapter. Chapter 17, verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest in that great city is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become a habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. America is in a cage right now. You can't get out here without a passport unless you sneak over the border. So it became a cage already. And I've written those things in a movie screenplay I wrote. And all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. You notice it says her, female. What does the Statue of Liberty represent? It ain't a man. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Sounds pretty potent. I want to go one page more. To 18 verse 8. And there's quite a few scriptures. I'll go clear down to verse 19. Therefore her plagues shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is her judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of big ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and of marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men and the fruit that thy soul lustest after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all. 15. And the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, red, white, and blue, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great a riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company of ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, 'What city is like unto this great city?' And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, and saying, 'Alas, alas, that great city wherein we were made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her coastlines, for in one hour is she made desolate.'" Wow, that's a lot. It's very simple how that describes our country, USA. It's very simple. And I know that's what God has given me to share at times in different places. So the beautiful part about all this is this. There's another scripture concerning America. It's in Obadiah chapter 1. He says, "Though thou exalt thyself as an eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." Go back to Revelation chapter 12. I'll share just a little bit about that. chapter 12 to kind of verify what I've been talking about and saying it's America. He said, these words are true words. And when I first made my first Bible study about America, this is a scripture God used to open my eyes and my ear and my heart to understand the scriptures I've already shared. And this is where it all started. Chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. You know, the spelling in the King James spelled like the sun above. One letter makes a difference, all the difference in the world. S-O-N, clothed with the sun. Our country was founded on the principles of Jesus Christ, on the Son of God, clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. It's the only country that's walked on the moon under her feet. You'll see my buckle? It's got the moon under the eagle's feet on the silver dollar. That's my souvenir. So I kept reading in that chapter, and I got done reading it. I got down to the It's easier for me just go ahead and keep reading it. The moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. When Jesus rules for 1,000 years, it ain't going to be pleasant. I don't believe it'll be pleasant. When he says he'll rule it with a rod of iron, that's pretty stout words that he's using here. You will toe the mark. Y'all know? That's what the scripture says. He'll rule it with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. God's got a hiding place for his saints in this country. I've had that verified to me by a man who smuggled Bibles into Romania and during the communist, into Russia, he smuggled Bibles. And they never could catch him. At the border, the guards at the God blinded their eyes. Even though he had a carload of Bibles, they couldn't see them Bibles, but they were there. And he came to America. His name was Dmitri Dudeman, and I got his book autographed at home. Anyway, I met him in person, videotaped his messages, probably about 3 different churches. So he's passed away. He's a year younger than me, and his wife are gone to get their reward. And he has a place prepared for his saints right here in America. In that book, he says, ask God. He said, well, where's my people? If America's going to burn, he said, where's my people going to be? Only thing I can tell you is what he wrote in the book. He knew where it was. The angel showed him where it was. He says, it's where 2 rivers meet and a lush forest alongside. That could be anywhere, but it is in America. So God will save a remnant. I really believe that. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. We understand that the devil will be loosed at the end of the 1,000 years for a short time. That's quite common knowledge. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. 14. And to the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half time from the face of the serpent. When I got to them scriptures, God told me, he says, go back and read it again. So I went back to the second time and started in the first verse. The woman clothed with the sun, the moon on her feet. This time when I went back, the letters literally stood out of the Bible. They stood right out. Well, you've got a rubber stamp and you put it down and leave the print. Them letters are standing out. So in the ink, you put it on the back of the check, deposit only. You put it in the ink and you put it on there. Them letters literally stood out of that page, just like that rubber stamp. That's how much the anointing God put on me to understand what I'm reading. But he's got a place, a hiding place for his people. And Dimitri Dudeman knew where it was. And we can speculate, but he wouldn't write it in his book because people would go there and there wouldn't be no room for his saints. So he didn't put it in there. So I want to go to another scripture. Oh, yes. When I shared this one earlier at our men's Bible study, if I can grab it quick, right? Anyway, right now I'm all thumbs. I shared it and it said that we have a place. God's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. And if my people, he says, will repent and turn from their wicked way, I'm kind of, anyway, the prodigal son came back, and God forgave him. He came back. And America is in a state of being a prodigal son right now. And America can come back, and God will forgive their sin. and he will cause it, the things that is prophesied about America can be reversed. If my people, he says, will repent and turn from their wicked ways, he will come back and save America. It will change his heart, just like he changed the heart of the prodigal son. And you know, I'm going to stop with that. And if there's anything that I've said that would offend someone, I'm sorry. But what I have, I give to you. And what you do with it, it's up to you. So God bless you, and God peel off that miserable feeling that of a lost loved one. He can take it away just as quick like that. He took it from my heart. He took it from me when my wife passed away. And he gave me a song. And the last words that she told me just before she passed away was, "Sing." That's her last word she ever said to me, is "Sing." And when I began to sing, I was driving along the road, I was singing, "Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how beautiful it is in heaven." That was the song that God gave me. And I was singing, and the Holy Spirit was anointing on me. And when I got done singing that grieving just got up and left. Just that quick, it just got up and left. The grieving was gone. And that, not only that, at the funeral in the cemetery, my granddaughter took a picture of a cross in the sky. And she said, "Grandpa, look at this. There's a cross in the sky." And I'm looking at this picture, and I don't see no cross up there. But I saw my wife's silhouette in the clouds, looking down, nice smile on her face. She looked like she's about 33 years old. She got a young body again. I was so thrilled. And I have that picture. It's in my smartphone. If someone have any testimonies, now's a good time to share it. I'm done. God bless you.